The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
The Interrogation by Roy Williams.
All I can say is, thank God for the army. Because that was the only thing that seemed to know what to do with me. It made my dad happy. He served in the Falklands, his dad before him in the Second World War. I suppose you could call it a family tradition with all the blokes in my family. But that got shot to hell when my brother Neil went off to be a hairdresser. So, I took it upon myself to carry the baton, as they say. Not that I was really doing it for Dad. It seemed like it was the only choice I had. Army. Or prison. Because for a while back then, it seemed prison was my one and only destination, well, at least according to my stepmum Claire, but more on her later. It couldn't be helped. I had a fire in me, a temper. Dad said I got it from Mum, the Irish in her. They always liked to fight. That's how they met. He was on tour in Belfast, met her in a pub. They got chatting, do a little dance, make a little love, that kind of thing. Before you know it, he's retired out and married with three kids. I suppose when Mum died, I did put him through it. Scrapes at school, always fighting. Boys, mostly. They like to try it on. And I always liked to put them in their place. Whenever Dad had a go at me about it, I'd say, but Dad, isn't that what you're doing in the army, going all over the world, putting people in their place? And the boys at my school needed it. Barry Palmer, for one. For one whole term, he really had it in for my brother Neil, the hairdresser. Neil tried to front it out, but it wasn't happening. It wasn't his fault, he just had too much of the hairdresser in him, if you know what I mean. He was running out of excuses with his cuts and bruises. By then, Dad had two jobs, and he was too knackered to give us quality time. Ever since he left the army, he was well out of place. And me and Claire, his new girlfriend, soon to be wife, and our stepmother, just weren't clicking. I think I reminded her of my mum, who apparently she knew from school. Something had to be done about Barry Palmer. So I stepped in. Me, 5'4" of nothing but aggression, fronting it out with a sixth former twice my size. I warned him to leave my brother alone. His face went wide open, like he was about to laugh his guts out. Other people might have waited, but I'm not other people. I clenched my fist and I gave him one almighty smack on the nose. Not that I was aiming for it. I mean, no one ever aims to smack someone on the nose. Palmer went down like a heap. But I wasn't finished. It took three teachers to pull me off him. Claire went off on one, trying to lecture me like she was my mum. When I threatened her with more of the same if she ever got in my face like that again, she yelled at my dad to put me out. Dad managed to keep the peace. He was like the stalemate between me and her for years. I'd go out, get hammered and nicked if it was a good night. Claire would wave a finger, I'd threaten to snap it off. This one time, Dad actually saw me and Claire getting all physical. In the kitchen. She pushed me. I pushed her, but I stumbled against a drawer which had the cutlery in and it went all over the floor. Dad walked in. Found me clutching a carving knife. I'll be honest, to this day, I don't know if I would have used it. But Dad weren't taking no chances. He wanted me out. And if I ever wanted to see him again, I'd better be in uniform. Fine by me, I said. I also said I would be a much better soldier than he ever was. I wouldn't bottle out and give it all up. Never. Almost 6 months after that, 3 months before my passing out parade, he goes and dies on me before I ever had the chance to take those words back. I don't know if I was ever a better soldier than my dad. But I know I was a bleeding good one.
Yo, Sean! Sean, my boy, guess who? Yeah, it's me, your favourite girl, Kelly. Back in town, lock up your sons and all that. seriously, though, you gotta give me a call. We need to talk, my friend. As soon as, yeah? Give me a buzz, you sexy man. Chat soon, yeah? Call me!
Then after him,
no.
I went out with...
Oh, Kelly, do me a favour.
Oh, what's the matter with you?
I just stop, yeah?
Am I boring you?
I just can't keep up with you.
You could never keep up with me.
In the last half hour, you've told me about 6 boyfriends you've had in the last 2 years.
Last one.
You promise.
This one, wait, you laugh.
Why?
Trust me.
It's not someone I know, is it?
Maybe it is, maybe it ain't.
All right, come on, put me out of my misery. Just tell me who it is.
I can't wait.
Out with it.
Stephen Reynolds.
Stephen Reynolds.
Do you want to shout that out just a little bit more there, Sean? I don't think the next borough across the river can hear you.
Stephen Reynolds.
You are starting to repeat yourself now, Sean. The first sign of madness, you know.
I know. So is dating a lowlife like Stephen Reynolds.
You are only saying that because you hated him.
Yeah, with good reason.
So he shoved your head down the toilet a few times.
Every day for a whole term when we were at school. Stephen Reynolds.
Yes, Sean. Keep saying his name like it's going to make a difference.
You went out with him.
I didn't just go out with
him. No. I don't want to hear it, Kelly. I don't even want to imagine. I don't want to think.
That's not what I meant, you sap.
It's exactly what you meant.
I meant I almost married him.
Well, that's even worse.
He did it with all the trimmings, you know. He took me to an expensive restaurant, got down on one knee, popped the question. How can I say no?
Easy. By saying no.
I just have a bigger heart than you, Sean.
Shove it, why don't you?
I'll shove you in a second, you know I can.
Yeah, and you know I'll nick you.
Outside.
What?
You and me, right now.
Easy, girl.
I am easy. I mean, taking it easy.
All right, then. Stephen Reynolds.
Enough, Sean. Any time now?
So
what?
What happened?
Interesting, am I now?
What then?
I weren't into him.
You weren't into him before. You hated him at school. You used to think he was well up himself.
I thought I judged him unfairly.
And now?
I realised I was right to begin with.
So what, is that it now?
Yep. That is all that remains of my pathetic love life. So what about you?
Nothing to tell.
Aside from getting married?
Yeah, aside from that.
Her name would be?
Helen. She's an architect.
And how did you and Helen, the architect, meet?
Nowhere special. A club.
A club?
You got a problem with that?
Who pulled who, then?
Who pulled who? Kelly Bryant, what's got into you?
Answer the question, man.
In case it has escaped your notice, Kelly, this isn't the 1990s anymore, and it wasn't like that. We just saw each other.
And your eyes met.
Something like that, yeah.
You're going to make me throw up. Just don't tell me you were dancing.
Excuse me?
At this club. You were not dancing, were you?
No, Kelly, we were not dancing.
Good, because you and dancing is not really a good idea.
Yeah, so I've been told.
By me.
Among other things.
That's because no one loves you like I do.
Keep it down, will you?
I am.
Do you want to get us chucked out?
Begging your pardon, I'm sure.
You are forgiven. Yeah, I've missed you, Kelly, man. You're a little crazier than usual, but I've missed you.
Well, I suppose it's nice to be missed. Married. You.
Seem right.
Do you hear me doubting it?
No.
Well, shut up then. Happy for you.
Cheers.
You've come a long way from that fat little boy who didn't know how to talk to girls.
Well, what can I say, Kelly? You were a great advisor.
It's funny, though.
What is?
I don't know why. I always knew you'd end up with a white girl.
What's that got to do with anything?
Just saying.
Saying what?
Just messing, Sean, chillax.
Well, don't, Kelly, all right? Not about that.
Point made, sorry.
I'd rather you made fun of me being a copper than that.
That, however, didn't surprise me.
No?
No. You always had a sense of right or wrong about you. You were quite religious about it, actually. Remember when you saw Stephen Reynolds steal Tony Quinn's Parker pen? You told him to give it back.
Then he shoved my head down the bog.
Yeah, he did. But it was the last time. He never bothered you again afterwards, did he?
No, I have to say he didn't.
Because you fronted him out. He knew you weren't afraid of him anymore. People may not like you, but they will always respect you as long as you front them out.
Kelly, are you all right?
Yeah, of course.
Just,
I'm fine, stop nagging. So you're happy being married and that?
Yeah, I'm very happy.
What about kids? You having kids?
Give us a chance, girl. We've only been married 5 minutes.
Typical bloke.
I'll leave off.
No, I won't leave off. That is just the sort of thing a man would say.
No, it's something we both would say, actually. And we have said it. It's just not on the cards for us yet.
Well, if you do, just remember, Kelly has a nice name for a girl.
Or a boy.
Who in their right mind would name a boy Kelly?
Never mind. I'm sorry I brought it up.
You didn't. I did.
So, how long are you on leave for?
I'm not...
Yeah, Kel, tell me another one.
I'm serious, mate. I'm out. I decided I had enough.
You?
Yes, Sean.
You? You're out of the army? What, for good?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, I would never have thought it.
Well, you know me. Kelly likes the surprises.
Not that, though. I never thought that.
Why is that?
Well, you. Army. Thought it was life.
You and me both, mate.
But I thought you said you'd had enough.
I did. Don't talk to me like you're a copper, Sean.
I am a copper, Kelly. You love the army. I just could never imagine you leaving, that's all.
All good things, mate.
When something happened?
Why are you asking me that?
Because I'm picking up a vibe here.
Yeah, something happened. I left.
Do you want to talk about it?
Talk about it?
Yeah.
Your uniform is different from mine, Sean. Well, it used to be when you wore one. What makes you think you can relate or help with what I'm going through?
So there is something. Thought as much. I mean, you're calling me out of the blue like this.
That's not it.
Well, why don't you tell me what that is then before you start bouncing off the walls?
Overdoing it, Sean.
Tell me.
I thought I could do without it. What I've been seeing.
Right, Afghanistan?
Yeah, Afghanistan. So just leave it at that.
I know you've been going through a lot, Kelly.
Do you now?
What with your mum dying?
Did you just say my mum?
Sorry.
You will be, mate.
No, I wasn't thinking.
You really will be.
Your stepmother.
I'll put your head through a wall.
All right. We at peace now?
No one raises the white flag as quick as you, Sean.
When I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. You know that.
I was glad to be shot, the old cow.
No, you shouldn't say that.
No reason to stay away now.
Is that why?
Why what?
Why are you out?
I told you why I was out. Afghanistan.
But you said about your mum.
Careful.
I mean stepmum.
You're talking like a copper again, Sean.
Can't be helped, I'm sorry.
No worries, mate. You are what you are.
You must have loved her a little bit.
No, not really.
Is that the truth?
You speak to liars on a daily basis, Sean. You interrogate them, you and your friend Mick.
Max.
You think I'm lying?
Look, I think you want to believe what you're saying, Killy.
It's the same thing in my book.
She weren't all that bad, was she?
Yes, she was.
Right, well, I'd better be off soon.
People to arrest.
Criminals to be caught, to be precise.
I haven't even told you why I asked to see you.
Are you about to declare your long, passionate love for me?
You are a sweet boy, Sean, but you will always be that little fat kid from school.
Cheers.
Mind you, I have to say, if you looked then the way you look now, no words of a lie, I would have climbed you like a tree.
Anyhow, moving swiftly along.
Sean Armitage, is that you blushing?
What did you want to see me about? What's really bothering you? And make it quick before I'm late for work.
I'm sure your boss Max won't mind.
He's not my boss, he's my partner. At least he was until he was made acting DI.
So he is your boss.
Who sounds like the copper now? Yes, he's my boss.
I thought it was your dad the way you keep going on about him.
Kelly?
What?
Are you going
to
tell me?
I'm coming to it, Mr. Impatient. It started when I went back to the old estate.
Yeah, and?
Claire left me a load of dad's things before she died. She had them all packed away in his lockup.
Your dad's things?
Clothes, videos, keepsakes, all his medals from when he boxed in the army. All the stuff she told me she'd thrown out and got rid of when he keeled over and died. The bitch lied to me, Sean.
And what is it you want me to do about that?
It's got nothing to do with her. Like you said, she's dead.
Like you say in all kill?
Yeah, like I say.
Well, now we've both said it, you want to tell me what this is about?
I've been going back there.
Your stepmom's locker?
Every day, you know, to go through dad's stuff. It's become part of my daily routine, if I'm honest. I was locking up, ready to go, when I saw him.
Finally.
Or should I say, it. Of course, if there was no law against it, I would have stamped on him like a bug.
Stamped on who?
Alan Park.
Who is he?
He lives in the estate, couple of doors down from my stepmom. He's a wrong'un, Sean, I know it.
A wrong'un or what?
I'm getting there.
I wish you would, a little bit sooner.
He's harassing girls.
What?
Harassing girls on the estate. Is that soon enough for you?
Harassing what sense? What do you mean?
The way he looks at them. Leering, especially the schoolgirls in their uniform. Disgusting. He follows them around, all around the estate. He stares at them from the stairwell when they come home from school. Disgusting.
Does he harm them?
No, he just looks at them. The girls have got no idea, at least I don't think they do. Maybe some
Kelly.
Of them. I don't believe no.
Kelly.
But he needs to be stopped.
Kelly.
He needs to be castrated.
Kelly.
What? You don't have to shout.
I wasn't shouting.
Well, you weren't quiet.
Just calm down. I'm not sure what it is you want me to do here.
Have a word, of course.
A word?
With this bloke, Alan Park.
Kelly, he hasn't done anything.
What do you mean he hasn't done anything?
Will you be quiet, please?
He's harassing young girls, Sean.
You don't know that.
I know that.
He's disgusting what he's doing.
According to you.
Isn't that enough?
I'm afraid it isn't, Kelly.
Right.
Some dirty old man likes looking at young girls. Disgusting, maybe.
Well, maybe about it.
All right. It is, but there's no crime.
Not yet, there ain't.
What do you mean?
This bloke is one step away from doing some damage to somebody. To a girl. I know it, Sean. I can feel it. He's got to be stopped. If you lot are going to keep on not doing anything about it, I will.
Hey, I don't want to hear that kind of talk from you, okay? And what do you mean if you lot are going to keep on not doing anything about it?
I've already spoken to your lot, Uniform.
Mind it?
Sorry, Sean, but you were taking forever calling me back. I got impatient. I had to do something. It's not right for a soldier to do nothing.
My feelings are not hurt, Kelly. I just wanted to know.
And I want you to do something about this Alan Park.
Okay, if you want me to chase up this complaint, then I will.
I don't just want you to chase it up, Sean. I want you to take over. I want you to take charge. I want you to do something.
Calm down, girl.
Sean, I love you.
I love you too.
But don't.
Don't what?
Don't tell me to calm down and don't call me girl.
Okay.
Ever. I'm serious here.
So am I. I will look into this for you.
That's all I ask. Make sure your boys are doing their job.
But you need to stay away from this man.
Haven't I already?
You need to keep staying away from him.
Yes, Sean.
No, don't give me that.
Give you what?
That, yes, Sean. We're not at school now and I'm not Mr. Blake.
Well, what would you like me to say?
Yes, Sean, I understand.
Yes, Sean, I understand.
Promise me.
All right. Love to go on, you.
Sean? Sean? It's me again. I'm still waiting for you to get back to me. Come on, mate, what's going on? I'm starting to take this personally here. Look, don't have a stroke or anything. I know you said for me to stay away from Alan Park. But he's at it again. I'm telling you, he's doing wrong. He's not in my head. You need to do something, mate. Come on, get busy with it. Look, mate, just call me, yeah? Call me Sean. I ain't joking with you.
Hi, Kelly, it's Sean. Sorry I didn't get back to you yesterday. I had a long day working on a case with Matt. Anyway, look, I had a word with Uniform. They promised they'll do what they can about this Alan Park bloke, you know, keep an eye on him and all that, so you don't have to worry.
Mm.
Hope you're well. Give me a call. I'm worried about you. Please. All right, speak soon.
So what's the story with you two then, Sean, apart from going to school together in... courting or something?
No, nothing like that, Max. She's just a mate. She's been through a lot. She quit the army, but she won't tell me why.
Well, I think a couple of tours of Afghanistan might be the answer.
No, that's not it. There's something else.
Are you sure you two weren't...
What? No, we weren't. We were mates. She looked out for me when I was at school.
Because you were fat.
Yes, Max, because I was fat. Oh, Kelly felt sorry for me, all right?
Yeah.
Although I think she only stuck up for me because she loved to have a fight.
Yeah,
at school we used to nickname her Action Woman, you know, because of the doll Action Man.
Yeah, thank you, Sean. I had one as well when I was a kid.
Yeah, we didn't see much of each other after school, not after she signed up, and even less after she was doing tour after tour around the world.
Nothing to come home to.
Well, she seemed to think something. I'm telling you, Max, she wore that uniform with pride.
Good for her.
Yeah, there's pride, but she wore it like it was a skin. It wouldn't surprise me if she slept in it.
Well, according to you, not anymore.
Oh, that's what bothers me. I don't know what she's going to do with the rest of her life. It was like army or nothing.
Well, she's going to have to learn some, and she will.
Yeah, what if she can't?
Meaning?
What if she can't learn to do anything else?
Do you think she'll do something stupid?
How was the look in her eyes, Max? The way she was going on and on about this bloke. Uniform said she was giving him grief.
This Alan Park, does he have a record?
No, nothing. The way she was describing him, though. The way she was watching him, observing him, his patterns of behaviour. I was certain this bloke had form.
Not according to Uniform. Are they sure they've got the right name, not made a mistake?
No mistake, Max.
Been known to happen, you know that.
Max, he's clean, there's nothing. I don't know what she thinks she's seeing, but she believes what she saw, Max. Of that, I'm absolutely certain.
I assume you've told her not to take the law into her own hands.
She wouldn't do that.
Well, I thought you said she couldn't stop fighting at school.
Yeah, but she still wouldn't.
That is not an answer to my question, son. Did you tell her?
Well, yeah, of course I did. Yes.
You told her to back off.
Did you not hear what I just said, Max?
Well, why would you do that?
All right, mate, look, you're losing me. It's official.
Well, you said she wouldn't do that.
And she wouldn't.
So why the warning?
It's something I say. What we say to all the criminals we've been dealing with for the last 2 years.
Oh, so she is a criminal now, is she?
We are not in an interview room, Max. Don't talk to me like I'm on the other side of the table, yeah?
Sean, I'm not looking to cause you grief here.
Well, you've got a funny way of showing it, Max.
I just need you to get in touch with your instincts, that's all.
When are you ever going to tell me to stop sucking eggs? When are you ever going to trust me that I know what I'm doing? Huh? Do I tell you when and how to do your job?
If I ever slip up or not pay attention, I hope you do.
Oh, you think I'm slipping up? That I'm not paying attention?
Of course not. But you have a feeling about this friend of yours, didn't you? A bad feeling, be honest.
It was the weirdest conversation in my life, right? Yeah. I mean, she was there, but it was like she weren't there, you know what I mean? But that's it. She's just going through a lot. She wouldn't do anything daft, you know? I mean, why would she? Yeah, Armitage. What? And you're telling me this now? Well, it's 10 in the morning, that's why. Yeah, all right, I'm sorry. Yeah, thanks again.
Problem?
You couldn't make it up.
What is it?
I asked Uniform to give me the heads up on Allen Park.
And?
His wife reported him missing yesterday evening. He went out to buy a bottle of wine and didn't come back.
Right. So, what do you think?
I don't know what to think. But I know Kelly's not involved.
So what do you want to do about it?
Well, I need to find her.
Come on then, get your coat.
Come on then.
Well, I can spare an hour or so.
We're still watching over me.
It's not like that.
You are not my boss anymore, Max.
Until Manning is back, that is exactly what I am.
Well, in that case, you do not have a spare hour. You're acting DI, you have a nick to run.
Oh, I don't care about that. Where you go, I go.
Careful, Max, you're beginning to sound American.
And you are beginning to sound like you want to slap. Less of it. Now, let's move.
Kelly, you in there?
She's in there. She has to be.
Yeah, but living in there? I can't believe she didn't tell me this. I mean, what's in her head, Max?
I don't know, son.
What's in it?
I said, I don't know.
Kelly! Open up now. I ain't joking with you.
Well, since you asked me so nicely, Sean, by all means.
Oh. Blimey.
What's your problem now?
Kelly, it stinks in here.
Keep that door open.
Yeah? And who might you be?
Kelly, this is,
Now, don't tell me. You've got to be Max.
That's right. Kelly, I presume.
Pleased to meet you, Max. So very pleased to meet you, although I feel I already have.
How do you mean?
Well, for Sean, of course. He never stops talking about you.
Really?
Max said this, Max did that, on and on. Isn't that right, Sean?
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on with what?
What are you playing at?
Translation, Max. Because, honestly, I do not have a clue.
Kelly, we went to your flat this morning.
And why would you want to do that?
We were looking for you.
Well, now you have found me.
We met your landlord.
Lovely man, isn't he?
He was getting rid of your stuff. Why didn't you tell me you'd been evicted?
Well, because it's none of your business, that's why.
Well, where have you been living, Kelly?
Around. Been sleeping on friends' sofas, that kind of thing.
I'm your friend. You never asked me.
And what would your answer have been, Sean? Come on in, make yourself at home. Our sofa is all yours. Meet the new wife.
I think we're straying off a little here.
I've only known you a couple of minutes, and already you are everything Sean has said about you, Max.
I presume the name Allen Park means something to you, Kelly.
The nonce that I was telling Sean about?
That's right.
Well, what about him?
I don't suppose you have any idea where he is right now?
No idea at all, sorry.
We went to his flat after leaving yours, Kelly. We met his wife.
So?
He's a father of two, Kelly.
What of it?
And he's missing. He's been missing for the past 16 hours.
Tragic.
Now, why would you say that?
Say what?
Tragic.
Because he's missing.
Right.
Kelly, have you been sleeping in here?
None of your business, mate.
Are you sure you don't know where Allen Park is?
Oh, this is great. This is brilliant. I'm being interrogated by the two of you.
No one is interrogating you, Kelly.
Just asking you a few questions.
I'm not bothered. Honest to God, I'm really not. I'm quite flattered, actually. I mean, you two, you are the stuff of legends. You really are. Don't blush.
So you don't know where he is, then?
Who?
Alan Park.
All right, I give in.
Give in to what?
I've got Alan Park all tied up and stuffed in the boot of my car. Or should I say, my dad's car. Go ahead, take a look.
Kelly, you can't sleep in your dad's lockup.
I'm not sleeping in my dad's lockup. I'm sleeping in my dad's car. You think I want this?
I'm sorry.
I don't want this.
Then what do you want?
My face on the back of a £10 note.
You know something, Kelly? I think you may know something about Alan Park's disappearance.
How should I?
Kidnapping is a very serious offence, you know.
Well, I hope you find the dirty scumbag. Pin a medal on the person who's got him.
You don't mind if we have a look around, do you, Kelly?
Why would I mind?
Well, you tell me.
Oh, I don't mind. Start with the boot, if you like, Sean.
Thank you, but that won't be necessary.
Your dad was in the army. Falklands, right, Kelly?
And Belfast, and Iraq, and anywhere else they decided to put him.
And these are his things?
My things now. But yeah, his things.
Fine collection of medals here.
He was a soldier. A good one. Look, you aren't going to find Park here.
Then where will we find him? Something amuses you, Kelly.
Trying to work me, are you, Max? You're using your brilliant little mind games. Sean told me everything about you, you know. He thinks you're brilliant, don't you, Sean? He told me hundreds of times how brilliant he thought you were. Didn't you, Sean? Didn't you say you really looked up to this man? If you could be half the copper he is, you count yourself lucky. Didn't you say that? Come on, don't be shy.
Kelly, I really don't want to believe you have anything to do with this.
Then don't believe it.
I don't want you to make this any worse for yourself.
Why would I take him? What sense would that make?
Yeah, you tell me.
Maybe you would like to tell us.
Well, maybe I'd like to tell you I'm going to marry Matt Damon one day, but that's never
going
to happen.
Kelly, what is going on?
Nothing.
I can't live here anymore.
Is it against the law?
It's not right.
Nor is kidnapping.
Where's your proof? Where's your evidence? Come on, you two. You're super cops. Show me.
I've been doing this a long time, my girl.
The great Max Matthews. That's what he calls you, Sean.
Kelly.
What is true? So what is it, Max? Eh? What is it that you can tell about me that's got you all riled?
I'm not the one who's riled.
Come on, tell me, please. I'd like to know. What am I giving away?
Micro-expressions.
Oh. Micro-expressions. I like the sound of this. Continue, Max, please.
It's the facial expressions that flash up on a person's face that show their true emotions, regardless of whether they're lying or not.
And you're trained to study these expressions when you want to be a detective?
In a way, yes.
Go on, please.
For Christ's sake, Kelly.
I want to hear more, Sean. Don't be such a killjoy.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, Max, have a word, will ya?
It's all right, Sean.
All right, this is far from all right.
This will be over soon, won't it, Kelly?
You were saying about liars, Max.
Right, well, you can usually tell if a person is lying by looking at the eyebrows.
Eyebrows?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
If they go up towards the middle of the forehead, causing wrinkles, it probably means they're trying to access the creative part of their brain, which in turn means that they're probably full of crap.
Bang to rights.
I said probably, Kelly, not definitely.
More. Tell me more.
Tell us about Alan Park, Kelly.
Sean, do you mind? Max and I are talking. Honestly, Max, how do you put up with him?
Ah, he's not so bad.
Yeah, well, I can tell you have a thing for him. Not in a gay way, obviously.
Yes, Kelly, I understand what you mean.
Of course you do. Because you're Max. So come on then, Max. Tell me more about liars.
Did you know people are more likely to touch their nose when they're lying?
Serious?
Yeah, when you lie, you usually panic. When you panic, a rush of adrenaline reaches the centre of your head, causing your nose to itch. You cannot help but give it a rub. You don't want the truth to come out.
Really?
Yeah, really.
What else?
Eye movements.
Go on.
Well, you blink more when you lie, and when you try to remember something, your eyes move up and go right if you're left-handed and left when you're right-handed. A man rubbing his eyes is more of a liar than a woman doing it. And never trust someone who you feel is deliberately going out of their way to make eye contact with you.
Well, why is that?
Usually it means they're trying to hold on to a creative image they've stored in their brain. Someone who is telling the truth wouldn't need to do that.
Fascinating. It really is.
That's all part of the job, but there's nothing conclusive about any of it.
But it helps.
Yeah, it helps.
I hope you're listening to this, Sean. You might learn something.
What do you think I have been doing the last 2 years?
Is there more, Max?
Much more.
Well, don't keep a lady waiting. Let's hear them.
No.
Excuse me?
I said no.
What's this?
This is no.
Oh, come on. This is fun.
Well, the fun is now over. Tell us where he is.
Who?
Alan Park, Kelly.
Blimey, him again?
Well, tell us where he is and I will tell you more about the job. Does that sound fair to you?
Why are you talking to me like that? Like some shrink?
Do you not like shrinks?
I don't know if you've been listening, Max, but I told you.
I know what you told me, and what you're telling me is nothing but a pack of lies. How about the truth for once, eh, Kelly? How about we try that?
Yeah, let's try that. The thing is, it's your own fault anyway.
Our fault?
Sean's fault. See, all I wanted you to do was follow up my complaint.
I did. I left you a message this morning.
This morning? I was waiting all day yesterday to hear back from you.
I was busy.
I thought as much. So I thought I'd give you a hand as a law-abiding citizen.
All right, you need to tell us where Alan Park is right now.
Thing is, Max, I already have.
Already have what?
Told you where he is.
Well, then tell us again.
No.
Kelly.
Work it out. It's so simple. It's standing right in front of you. It's screaming.
All right, you listen to me, because I'm getting a little bit tired of this.
Max.
What?
The boot. It's one of the first things she said.
Now you're getting it.
He's in the boot of the bleeding car.
Oh, my God.
God's sake, Kelly.
Come on, mate. Let's get you out of there.
Let's get this off you. We're very sorry, sir.
Get away from her. Get away. Get this bloody tape off me.
We're doing our best.
Just try to remain calm.
You don't understand.
That's right, Park. They don't.
She's got a gun.
Kelly.
Save your breath, Sean, because you're going to need it. Well, isn't this cosy?
Come on, Kelly, open the door. Don't be silly.
Did you hear me? She's got a gun.
I'm afraid he's right, Sean. Now, I know this sounds like an awful movie cliché, but seriously, nobody move.
All right, Kelly, then what is this all about?
Justice.
Justice for who, Kelly?
All those girls.
She's mad.
Be quiet.
I haven't touched any girls.
Not yet, you scum.
What do you want us to do, Kelly?
Your job. Interview him, get a confession. Is what you do best.
There's no crime here.
It's in his eyes, Max. Don't tell me you can't see it.
Why are you listening to her?
Mr. Park, you are not helping.
What do you want him to plead guilty to? What's the charge?
Harassment of a minor.
None of those girls are minors.
I just want you to interview him. Put the frighteners on. Come on, do your job.
All right, we'll interview him. Just lower the gun.
I don't think so.
Right. Come on, Sean. Mr. Park.
Aren't you forgetting something?
Such as?
You know what I'm talking about here. Let's keep it formal. Imagine you're back at the station, in your interview room, about to begin. What's the first thing you do?
For the benefit of the tape, I am Acting Detective Inspector Matthews.
And I am Detective Sergeant Armitage.
Also present, Alan Park, Kelly Bryant.
Very good. Now press on.
Mr. Park, a very serious allegation has been made against you.
I don't believe this.
Just play along, Mr. Park.
I haven't done anything wrong.
Well, now's your chance to prove it.
Why should I have to prove anything?
Come on, come on.
Do you like girls, Mr. Park?
What does that mean?
It means, do you like girls?
I have a 6-year-old daughter.
So that would be a yes.
I refuse to answer that.
Yes, you will, mate.
Kelly, this is our interview.
Your interrogation.
You must let us handle this.
Fine, then handle it.
Mr. Park. Mr. Park.
What? What do you want from me?
There's been a serious allegation made against you, Mr. Park.
I know all about that. I know what she's been saying.
Then what about it, Mr. Park?
It is absolute nonsense. That's what it's about. Absolute nonsense.
Liar!
Kelly!
Cooked up by her. She's insane.
I know what he's thinking.
No, what you don't.
I know what he's planning. I know what you're up to, Park.
Do you see what I mean? Do you see it? It's nonsense.
It probably is.
It is. She has a gun, for God's sake.
That still doesn't alter the fact that you have been seen watching young girls in the area.
But they're not even young.
You see? That is the second time you have said something like that, Mr. Park.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Well, earlier you said the girls were not young, and just now...
I did?
You did. What girls?
What girls, Mr. Park?
Well, Well, those girls, of course.
The girls you've been watching?
No.
Then which girls are you referring to, Mr. Park?
Yes, Mr. Park, which girls?
That's my boys.
Look, I see them around.
And?
And what, Mr. Park?
I see them around.
You see them around?
Yes.
And they're everywhere?
I believe that is what I'm saying.
And how does that make you feel, Mr. Park?
To see them everywhere.
I just see them.
Come on, boys, don't let him off.
You seem to see a lot of them, Mr. Park.
Is that true, Mr. Park?
That you see a lot of them?
On the estate.
On the street.
In the supermarket.
School gates.
If this woman says I've been anywhere near the school gates, then she is a liar.
Am I now?
Yes.
See that? Is his expressions, Max?
Calm down.
He's doing it. Everything you said.
Kelly, please.
Ask the question. Ask the question.
Do you see her, Mr. Park?
Oh, it's hard not to with that gun pointing at us.
See, that's my point.
What are you talking about?
Well, she wants you to confess. She's pointing a gun at you and you are refusing to.
Because I haven't done anything wrong.
It's very rare, Mr. Park, for someone with a gun pointed at them not to do what they're told. Most people would do whatever the person with the gun is asking them to do, to be whatever they want, unless they have something to hide, unless they cannot bear the truth about themselves.
See? See what I said? He's building up to something, I know it.
I see people. I see girls. What of it?
But it's the same girls. He's always watching the same girls. I've seen him.
Mr. Park?
She's crazy.
So there is no truth to what she is saying?
It's a small neighbourhood, for God's sake, please. We're always running into each other.
Do they see you?
What? What?
Hello, Mr. Park. How are you, Mr. Park?
I really, really can't.
There are no reports of you harassing or observing young girls.
Right. So there you have it.
It could mean, however, that you are very good at hiding yourself.
To make yourself not seen is a fine art.
Why would you do that?
I have not done anything. Look, round here. It's like any other community. We all see each other every single day, but don't know or acknowledge each other. It happens. How many pretty girls live near you, then?
So these girls are pretty, Mr. Park.
What?
These girls that you see, they are pretty, then.
Are they, Mr. Park? Are they pretty?
Well, yes.
You must have been doing more than just looking to notice that, Mr. Park.
Well, it's hard not to.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, you know what I mean.
No, Mr. Park, I don't.
Tell us.
Yes, Mr. Park, tell us what that means.
They're girls.
And?
Well, they wear next to nothing. Skirts as short as belts. Makeup all over their faces. I mean, who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't what, Mr. Park?
Have a look.
So you have been looking at them?
Watching them.
All right, yes.
I knew it!
Any man would. Any man who says they haven't is a liar.
And you are not a liar, are you, Mr. Park?
No.
What else?
What else what?
What else do you do?
Nothing.
Nothing. You see these pretty young girls?
With their skirts as short as belts.
And you do nothing, not even fantasize?
About what you'd like to do?
No.
It's all right, Mr. Park. We all have fantasies. We arrest people for what they do, not for what they think.
It's like what you said. It's just fantasy.
When you see these girls?
When you follow them around?
I tell you, it's more like they're following me.
Of course it is.
Everywhere you look, driving me mad.
Oh, it would drive any bloke mad.
Exactly.
But if it was your daughter, Mr. Park, what if some man was watching her? What do you want us to do?
I would want you to stop him.
But how? He hasn't committed an offence, has he?
Well, then talk to him. Warn him.
Well, tell him he needs help.
Yes. Yes, exactly. A man like that with those thoughts.
Thoughts he does not want to have.
Right. A man like that needs help.
And if we promise to do what we can to get him that help, would he try to stop looking at these girls?
Yes. Yes. I believe he would.
He'd better.
He would. I think he really, really would.
Well, that's all right then. Interview suspended at 13:35.
No. That is not it. That can't be it.
There is nothing more that can be done, Kelly. Not in here.
But he's planning something.
We know that.
No, he's watching those girls.
We believe you.
He's making his mind up which one is easier to take, I bet you.
You should be a copper, Kelly.
Don't soft soap me, Max. You think that's going to get you out of here?
It takes more than an interview to make a case, Kelly. There is nothing more we can do here.
You let him go and a girl will go missing, I promise you.
Alan Park is a sick man.
You think?
And you pass on to him. Now he's going to go get some help. You did good work, my girl.
Why should he get help? Who was around to help me?
Kelly, you need to open the door now. You need to let us go.
Shut up. Shut up, Sean. Don't you dare dismiss me.
We're not dismissing you.
We're praising you.
Yeah, I've heard that line before. You're an excellent soldier, Bryant, but there's always a but. I've had enough of people dismissing me all my life. I've had it.
We are not doing that, Kelly.
They said I couldn't handle it anymore.
They?
They said I was having trouble.
Your trouble's in your head.
Shut up!
Well, you've seen three of your colleagues being blown up by an IED. You're probably bound to be troubled. Am I right?
So you didn't quit?
Am I right, Sean?
Yes, Kelly, you're right.
No one dismisses me. No one tells me what to think, what to do anymore.
That's right, you are right. You have an exceptional mind, Kelly. We wouldn't have been on to Allen Park here without it. You probably saved a young girl's life.
But this is not the answer, Kelly.
Careful, Sean.
Oh, you really love him, don't you, Max? Say it. Say you love him. It's what he's been wanting to say to you for years. Am I right, Sean? He's the closest thing you've ever had to a father. That's what you said.
Kelly, come on.
Don't give me Kelly. Not like that. I know what I'm doing. I'm in control, always. It's everyone else. Like my friend Mr. Park here, who isn't. Because he does not have the discipline like us. We're blessed with it. We fight wars with it. We catch criminals with it. Who are they to bloody take it away from us?
It's over, Kelly.
No, it's not. He's guilty. He know he is. We must pass sentence.
What?
I find you guilty, Mr. Park.
No, no, she can't.
That is not the way it works, Kelly.
Sorry, mate. But in here it does.
Put down the gun.
But I haven't passed sentence yet.
Please, please tell me what she's going to do.
Just keep calm, Mr. Park.
Keep calm. Oh, God.
Are we friends or what, Kelly?
Talk about stupid questions.
Well, are we?
What do you think? You know we are.
Friends trust each other.
Yeah, and?
And they do right by each other.
You're going to tell me you're going to do right by me, Sean? After all this?
No.
No?
No.
My boy.
I expect you to do right by me.
What do you want?
For you to put down the gun and let us take care of Park. Trust me, Kelly, I'm your friend.
No, Sean. You trust me.
Kelly.
Back off, man.
Kelly.
I mean it.
Oh, do something.
Kelly, stop!
Sean!
In The Interrogation by Roy Williams, Kenneth Cranham played Max and Alex Lanapeken played Sean. Kelly was played by Kush Jumbo and Alan Park by Clive Hayward. The director was Mary Peat.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.